This is WOVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Two employees at a Lehigh Valley Amazon warehouse in Palmer Township have tested positive for coronavirus. The company says the warehouse is continuing to operate while cleaning and putting more social distancing measures in place. This news comes as Amazon workers across the country are organizing and striking, saying they are concerned about conditions in facilities. I spoke with Sarah Satullo, the reporter who broke this story for Lehigh Valley Live, the digital side of the Express Times, earlier today about the story. Sarah, hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. So tell me about this story. There's two employees that have tested positive. Are they okay?
We really actually don't know. The employees have not been identified. I got tipped off starting on Sunday night. We had a Google survey that we're using to solicit tips and story ideas since the coronavirus started. And a couple started flooding in one after another Sunday night anonymously. So I reached out to a contact I had at Amazon, and I was pretty surprised that at 11 p.m. Monday night, they got back to me and confirmed that they, in fact, did have two employees who had tested positive for COVID-19.
What did they say? So they are going to be staying open, and then anyone that came in contact with them has to go into quarantine?
Essentially, what they said is that they have made employees at the site aware of the confirmed cases and asked anyone who is in close contact with them to stay home with pay for 14 days in self-quarantine, as well as the ones, obviously, who have tested positive. They said any Amazon employees that are diagnosed with COVID-19, they will be placed into quarantine and will receive up to 2 weeks of pay. So they don't want any employees feeling stressed about, you know, coming into work while sick and potentially spreading the illness through the facility. Amazon is also offering unlimited unpaid time off for the hourly employees through the end of April for anyone that is afraid to come in. But obviously, that's a huge financial hit for somebody to take an entire month unpaid off of work. So I've been kind of hearing from folks that work in these centers that they don't really feel like that's a viable choice for them.
So they still feel like they still need to go to work, even though it might be putting their health at risk.
Yeah.
And also Amazon has warehouses in the area that are hiring right now, correct?
Yes. I mean, Amazon actually put out a call that they are going to be hiring 100,000 workers across the country to keep up with the demand when obviously people are trying to stay home, not go out, and they're turning to Amazon for their orders and for grocery deliveries. Amazon operates the fulfillment center in Palmer Township, right off of Route 33 at the Charles Schwinn Commerce Center development. But their first facility that they opened in the Lehigh Valley is out in Upper Macungie Township in the Briningsville section of the township in a massive corporate park. And it's actually two buildings on one property. And that fulfillment center tends to, if you're ordering smaller items like deodorant and a hairbrush, those are the orders they're filling, while the one in Palmer is fulfilling more big box orders like TVs and things like that.
Now, last week, Amazon shut down a Kentucky warehouse after three employees tested positive. And as you mentioned in your article, it's because this facility mostly processes returns. Do you have any sense from Amazon about at what point they will shut down a warehouse in this area?
You know, they really issued more general statements about how they're handling it across the country, saying that they're consulting with health authorities and medical experts on how best to handle closing a building for deep cleaning if somebody tests positive. They say like what they're looking at is what does the employee do in the building? How long were they in there while they were sick? How much time has passed since they were last there? Who did they interact with to determine how to best respond to each individual positive test? And they are saying that they have implemented a series of deep cleaning and health measures to promote social distancing in the facilities as well.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Final question, how are you holding up being a reporter through all this?
It's definitely a crazy time. I'm trying to work from home with two little kids while bringing, you know, really crucial information to the Lehigh Valley. But we are, trying to stay home as much as we can and do our reporting by phone to get everybody the news that they need.
Sarah Satullo, reporter for LehighValleyLive.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having me today, Tyler.
This is WOVR News.